Welcome to the podcast. I'm Jen, mom of Colton.
I'm Shannon, mom of Gabriel and Grayson.
And we have John, our producer, as usual. Say good morning, John.
Good morning, everyone.
And we also have a very special guest with us today. We have John's wife, Kathy. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi there.
We're so excited to have you on today. And today is a super special day. We're actually celebrating International Women's Day. The day is actually tomorrow, but I know that it's kind of a week-long, month-long celebration.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to talk about what that day means to a global perspective and what it means to us individually. And we wanted to bring on a specific voice in Kathy, who is a grandmother. So she is going to give us some insights on the world of being a grandmother and what that means for women everywhere and kind of what her experience is and what it all means together. So we're going to kind of jump on in. First, let me ask Shannon, how was your weekend?
It was great. UNC won.
It was
a big deal. We, of course, with Coach K's final game at Cameron, that was huge. It was a lot of excitement in our household. I actually watched SportsCenter, sat there for 2 hours. I was just saying, and I never sit on the couch that long. But definitely, it was kind of an emotional day because
for me,
Coach K has been the only coach for Duke basketball that I've ever witnessed. 42 years as a coach.
42 years. Can you imagine?
That's crazy. Insane. That's the longest anyone has ever been a coach for any sport, I think, anywhere. But growing up, my dad's whole side is Duke. My mom's whole side is Carolina, North Carolina. I have to make sure I put that in there. So it was kind of bittersweet because I have huge respect for Coach K and all that he's accomplished. But it was really cool to get the win.
Yeah, I'm sure that you were certainly excited. There was Tar Heel fans all across the nation that were pumped that happened. And we did the same thing. I mean, we started watching that coverage, I think, at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right?
And we made some nachos and just sat down and enjoyed the festivities of the celebration and all of his former players. For me, it took me right back to high school.
Right.
I was a huge Duke fan in high school. That's where I really garnered my respect for Coach K. And, you know, I know that a lot of people are divided on their feelings of Coach K, but you have to respect what he did no matter what anybody has to say. And I think any Tar Heel fan will say that, you know, we might not like him, but we will certainly respect him.
Without a doubt. I actually, growing up, because I'm originally from Durham, my dad and I used to work at all the Duke basketball games and the concession stands for the students.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, being a basketball player, it was awesome just being able to see the players warm up, meet a lot of the players, didn't even realize who I was meeting. Met Grant Hill, didn't know who he was, but I knew he was a basketball player because how tall he was. But just having that, you know, just right there up on the court that not many people get to experience because Duke alone is impossible to get tickets for. They were going for $90,000 for some
insane
of these tickets.
Insane.
Kathy's even doing a
what?
Big like, what?
Yes.
For one ticket.
Yeah.
Because the stadium itself only holds 9,000. And then, of course, students are given tickets. And then
I think they said 4,000 student tickets, so that only leaves 5,000 for the general population.
Wow. And then they had 200 of his top players to have seats reserved. So But yeah, it was that was fun. And then, before the game, we went over to the Grandstrand Brewing Company and they were celebrating their 1 year anniversary. And
there were
several different local celebrities here in our community that were in the dunk tape, raising money for Boys and Girls Club. And the boys had a blast dunking some of our Myrtle Beach Pelicans employees.
That sounds like fun.
So that was a lot of fun too. So
yeah, and we had such gorgeous weather all weekend. It was great to be outside.
Yes. Yesterday we played just baseball in the yard. I don't know about you guys.
Bubbles in the yard.
There you go.
Exactly. Did any of you guys make it down to the beach? I saw some people, some beach pictures on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
So
now what did we do, Kathy?
We actually went to we went into the little town of Conway, which is one of my favorite places to go. And we ate at the bonfire.
Oh, Love that restaurant.
Yeah.
Such a great place.
And what else did we do? We walked around the town and I did some poses for him.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw those photos.
Whenever you're with John.
You can't go anywhere without getting pictures.
Anywhere without
pose true.
For me. Lean up against this. And as he's watching other people doing their poses. Well, that's not right.
Well, you're a great muse.
Just,
I mean,
yeah, go right up so. There and intervene, John. I don't care. Yeah, but it was a beautiful, beautiful day yesterday for mm-hmm. walking, for, you know, going to the beach, which I think John
I
was there on the day before. You were there the day
the marathon,
before, too.
After,
oh, yeah. Did marathon. You do the marathon? Yeah.
I took pictures and video.
There you
drone.
Go. Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay.
John was supposed to do the marathon.
That's fair. I was supposed to as
you
well. Well, I was going to do the 5K and... I was just.
That's what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, we were
going to
work some stuff together. And then I Wednesday, I was like, you know, I don't know if it's the best idea to get Colton up that early. That might ruin our entire Saturday. So.
And he conveniently hurt his back brushing his teeth.
Oh!
It was real. It was real. I could definitely tell it was real. But I said, oh, John, come on. We're all pumped up for this. No, baby, no, baby, I can't do it. I can't. I'll just go and take pictures. Okay, here we go again.
My mother-in-law, actually, she's completed 3 Ironmans.
No.
And she didn't even start her fitness journey or training for any of this until she was 50 years old.
That's
She's
unbelievable.
She's an inspiration when it comes to that kind of stuff. Wow. I mean, she kicks butt out there.
I have to meet her.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You guys would be fast friends.
Yes.
Fast friends. Yes.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. exciting. That's really exciting.
She loves the competition aspect of it. You know, running is definitely her strongest. And then, you know, because the Ironman's biking, running, and swimming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, I mean, she killed it. She does every time. I mean, I just am so impressed with her. A couple of years ago, we ran the bridge run in Charleston.
Oh, you
and,
told me about that. Yeah.
She was kind of my pacer.
Oh,
and her
your
inspiration,
mother-in-law
yes.
was. That's
mm-hmm.
great.
That's awesome.
Yep. We took off. We left our husbands behind us. And the two of us ran the entire race together. And probably the coolest part was we got to the downtown section of that race, which is just near the finish line.
Right.
And she would not let me stop to walk. And she was like, let's go, let's go.
Wow.
Her famous line is, suck it up, buttercup,
yeah,
let's
yeah.
go.
I love that.
So, but yeah, the two of them, they had a great time. Both had great finishes.
And
they
the
were
kids
very pleased.
Were watching?
Uh-huh.
The kids,
yep.
see, that's
mm-hmm.
the best part, when they
yes.
get to see
yep.
them watch their mom and their mm-hmm. grandmother.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
the dads are taking pictures.
Yes, yeah. exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So exciting.
Yes, exactly.
Any other plans? You know, what else did you do yesterday? Anything?
Yesterday? Well, went over to my mom's house
okay.
for a little while. The boys, I think for the past, like, few months now, because my mom, she works for a property management company and mm-hmm. Does pool maintenance and, like, testing chemicals and things. So, as you know, like, April, pretty much the end of September, we don't get to see her that much because mm-hmm. she's working nonstop. So, pretty much every Sunday since, I think, December, the boys go over to Nana's for a couple hours. I'm not allowed to stay. So I have to drop them
Bless
off.
Nana.
I know,
Bless
right?
Nana.
The boys, they just want, because they want chocolate. I mean, we know what it is. You know, mm-hmm. you get to hang out with Nana, do whatever you want, eat candy, and then, yeah. So then came back to get them, and of course they had gone to McDonald's, gotten, uh-huh. you know, some ice cream, cheeseburgers, french fries, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yep.
Hung out with her for a little while, because I always love getting to talk to mom, and that's about it, though. It was kind of a nice, relaxing. It was so pretty, so we tried to enjoy at least some outdoors. Yeah. It's starting to spoil us. We're ready for beach days.
I know. Unfortunately, I think we have a couple of cooler rainy days coming,
like.
And then hopefully we're up and away with weather when it comes to the rest of the season
the
here.
Season, so. Yeah.
We actually had a breakthrough in our household this weekend, so
Uh-oh.
We're potty training.
Woohoo!
Very early stages of it, and we went out to breakfast on Sunday morning. We're sitting at Egg Is Up Grill, and Colton leans over to me and he goes, Mommy, I have to go potty. I'm like, okay, here we go. Let's see. We go into a public restroom at Egg Is Up Grill, and he goes, PP all by himself. We were so excited. And then later in the afternoon, he did it again, only it was poopy this time. We were at home.
So that was his first time in a restaurant or just in a public place?
Public place.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And really kind of the first time where he actually said, like, "Mommy, I have to go potty." And I
That's
was like,
awesome.
All right, this is awesome, dude.
So do you guys give like a sticker or something as a...
Yep, we call it a surprise.
Okay.
And it's... Honestly, it's candy that we got at the Christmas parade in downtown Conway that we
there
have a huge bag full of it. But he really likes the dum-dums.
That's awesome. Yeah, the boys do too.
So, cross your fingers for me that the rest of the week goes good.
No, that's awesome.
The plan was, okay, Colton, now you have to tell your teachers when you have to go potty. It's not just tell mommy and daddy. It's tell your teachers when you're at school too. So
that's huge milestone.
Yes. Yeah.
Mark it down.
Right.
Like, go ahead and start. What? I don't know if you keep a journal. I wish I would have kept a journal with some of the things that the boys did and accomplished throughout the years. Because you blink and you forget.
Well, I think they have this app now, and I probably should have done it. But, like, essentially you just send yourself a text message of, like, today this happened. Or, like, and then eventually, I think in, like, 18 years or whatever.
Oh, it saves it?
Yeah, it saves it all. And it puts it into, like, a formatted thing of everything that happened in your child's life.
Why don't we think of this?
Right?
Because, I mean.
That's such a simple concept.
Right?
But.
The first kid, of course, got, you know, like the photo book. The second kid, oh, crap, did I even save any of the pictures?
It's true.
It's horrible. Oh, it's so true.
I had an experience with my little granddaughter. Now, she's 10 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have her maybe 3 days a week. That was my day. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I babysat for little Mackenzie. And she was potty trained at age 2.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're riding in the car with her, of course, she has a tiny little bladder, just like her Jima. I think she inherited that from me. And going down 17, business 17, she decides, Jima, I have to go. And right away, you know, you're looking for a McDonald's
that you can run into
anywhere. And I just couldn't find one. And she said, Jima, are we going to be there soon? Honey, I'm looking. So I see the BB&T bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, honey, we're going to have to pee at the bank. And she said, no, there's no potty in the bank. I said, honey, we're going to figure it out.
Yep.
Now, come on, we can do this.
There's got to be a mom inside somewhere.
Exactly. We pulled in. The minute I pulled her out the back seat of the car, she said, gee, I have to go like right now. I said, okay, then. All right, don't worry. See that bush? Let's do it. The dogs do it.
Yeah.
We can do this. And
absolutely.
She just kind of squatted in my arms. Aww. I braced her, and she was shaking. And she said, is this okay? I said, just go. And boom, out it came.
Okay.
But what happened was that following week, since I applauded her
for
peeing next to the bush, she went out on the playground and she had to pee really bad and she knew she wasn't going to make it in.
Uh-huh.
So she just squatted next to the bush on the playground and they caught her.
Oh,
and the little
no.
kids told on her.
Oh, no.
And they went in and shared this with one of the teachers and they said, my Jima told me it was fine if I really had to go. I could just pee next to the bush. And her mother called me and she was okay with it.
Uh-huh.
But she said, is this a true story?
Yeah.
Did you really let my daughter? I said, yeah, I did, honey. I am so sorry that happened. But she still pees next to a bush. I mean, to this day, when it's an emergency.
Hey,
you got to go.
It's better than doing it in your pants.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you got to do it, you got to do it. But yeah,
oh, that's
I'll
hilarious.
Never forget that as long as I live. Because that was embarrassing for me because we kept it from her mother.
Secret.
We didn't say anything.
That's funny. That's awesome.
That is a good story. Very good story.
Having boys is a little bit less like noticeable because, of course, I mean,
exactly.
I know you guys have probably... Oh, if you're in the backyard, whatever, just go.
Yep.
Like, I don't even feel like dealing with you.
All right, so do we want to talk about International Women's Day? Our plans behind us. So I'm actually on the website right now, the official International Women's Day website. The day is tomorrow, but I think that it looks like the theme this year is Break the Bias. Kind of really focusing on breaking the bias of gender equality and creating a world free of bias and stereotypes and discrimination. And it looks like there is a movement going around, I guess is what
there
they're saying.
Is. Essentially,
they're asking women and men and everyone to submit pictures of themselves with crossed hands. That kind of forms an X as part of the movement. So hashtag break the bias. And, you know, I think this is something cool that maybe we get our staff together and take a picture tomorrow or do something along those lines. And, you know, I think we're very fortunate to work in a workplace that truly supports women. And even I think our community as a whole.
I think so,
too. We have some extremely powerful and talented women that, you know, companies have embraced in this area.
Just thinking about the fact, I mean, our CEO, a woman, North Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce, a woman, CEO Conway, woman, Georgetown Chamber, woman, Little River, woman.
Our mayor.
All of our mayors in our towns are women.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Which is huge. I actually thought it was interesting, too, is that because, you know, you have so many like national holidays. We were actually just talking about this. But this holiday is on March 8th. That's the date. There's no change in it. There's no like, oh, it's on the first Tuesday or whatever it may be of the month. It's on March 8th, which is really cool to have it as a set date. But yeah, I mean, there's so many different inspirational women here in our area.
Absolutely.
All across the United States and the world.
Yeah. Do you have someone specific that kind of inspires you in your life and, you know, you've really used as a motivational factor to get to where you are today?
Well, I think you'll probably agree. I definitely would say my mom. Just my mom has gone through lots of ups and downs, starting with just even having me. She had me and she had two stillbirths and five miscarriages. And she's still able to get up every day, you know, live life to the fullest. We were fortunate enough to adopt my sister the day that she was born, actually, because my parents were so wanting to have another, you know, sibling. For me, but then also to have another child. So that's huge because I've experienced a miscarriage and I can't even imagine going through
that
much. So, and not only that, you know, she's definitely, she's accomplished a lot in, you know, her many years. She was a stay-at-home mom for most of my growing up. So she was always the basketball mom per se, because not the soccer mom, because I played basketball. So she was the one taking me to all the practices, you know, AAU, taking me all across North Carolina, South Carolina, which is huge just because now experiencing it on the other end of being the mom and taking the kids everywhere, that's another job. But, you know, she's definitely, you know, been moving strong and just thriving. My dad passed away 11 years ago and she still can get up and smile every day, you know, and so that's even, you know, bigger. So, but not to mention the fact she's the best Nana imaginable. She loves the boys more than anything. So I could go on and on, but I know we only have like a little bit of time. So, but yes, yeah, so my mom / Nana is definitely the most inspiring woman that I've come across.
I hope
throughout.
She's listening to this.
Yes, throughout all the many years. 36 years to state. So, but Jen, do you have someone?
For sure. And I'm also going to say my mother. She's always been, and I really get my love and passion for sports from her. She was a high school PE teacher for 32 years. Along those times, she also served as the head field hockey coach and head basketball coach during that time. But one of the cool stories that I always draw inspiration from is she actually played on the first team at the University of Delaware for women's basketball. And she talks about, you know, the battles that they went through to get that team started. And she can recall playing in basically like a denim jumper is what the uniform was at that time. They paid for their own travel. They paid for their own food. Sometimes they were lucky enough to have the food hall people pack them a little lunch when they would travel. But, you know, to hear those stories and she's an inspiration from that standpoint. I actually played for her both field hockey and basketball. So I got to see her as a mother and a coach. And just the inspiration that she brings to so many women and so many girls along the way. She, you know, both sports were women's sports, and she truly has a passion for elevating the power of women's sports. And, you know, we talk about sports on the regular. One story that always makes me smile, but I feel like I need to tell because it's part about being a mom, but also being a coach. So when I was little, she would always have me sitting on the bench right next to the girls. And,
aww,
you know, while she was coaching, and she actually had a referee come up to her and say, a male referee, I will mention this, and say to her, so at our last ref's regional meeting, we actually had a conversation about your daughter. And we think it's unsafe that she's sitting on the bench. And my mom directly turned to him immediately and said, don't you worry about my daughter. I have her plenty under control. There is way more things that you guys need to be paying attention to.
Oh, my God, I love her.
Yes, yes.
And you remember that. Yeah.
Well, I remember the story. It's one of my favorites that she tells. So that was her playing Mama Bear, but also,
yeah,
you know, being a coach
you
at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had a really cool childhood and growing up around all the teams that she coached and the girls that they were all babysitters at that point. And I would travel on the team buses and all that kind of stuff. And I loved every minute of it.
Was this like as a baby or how old were you?
So
like,
when I was born, the year that I was born, my dad was actually the assistant basketball coach, the JV coach, and my mom was the head coach. So I was jumped right into.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Yeah. So, and then when we got to, I think it was two or three, my dad stepped aside and, you know, my mom continued coaching for our high school team. And he would bring me to all the games if I wasn't traveling on the bus. And I grew up in a gym.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There was a newspaper article about our entire family, and I was called a true gym rat when I was about 3 or 4 years old.
Oh, cool. So. That's
to this day, my mom and I, when we're on the phone and talk, it's always about sports. This morning we were reviewing the UNC Duke game, and we were talking about the ACC women's tournament and all of the above, and that's where our conversations lead.
NC State girls win. There you go.
The Wolfpack,
congrats.
3 in a row. So
there you go.
Back to back to back. A three-peat, as they said. So
wow,
exciting.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's certainly my inspiration in, in everything that I do. I try to, if I could live the life and live up to every goal and expectation that she has set for me, but also if I could influence the lives that she has influenced over the years, would be a major milestone in where I am and who I've become.
Now I understand the personality.
Right?
Now I get it. Yeah.
And she was, when I was a junior or senior in college, she was inducted into the Delaware Basketball Hall of Fame.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy,
who's your inspiration?
Oh, my story growing up, I grew up in, I was born in 1949, so you got to scroll way back there. And unfortunately, I had to be my own motivator because my childhood was not that great. My parents were a lot older. They were in their 50s mm-hmm. when they had me. So I was not really a mistake. I was meant to be here, but my mother was bipolar. So she was in and out of mental institutions. And my dad was hardworking, and I had an older brother and sister, much older brother mm-hmm. and sister, 12 years older than I. In other words, we didn't listen to sports. For some mm-hmm, reason, my family just didn't watch the football and the baseball. We were more into the truck farm. Like, he raised his own vegetables, and I watched him make vitamin juice, you know, mm-hmm. like real deal where you put it and he'd make us eat that, and we canned our own vegetables and all that sort of thing. So I kind of grew up in a family where I didn't get to see my mother that much because she was in and out of mental institutions. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like my dad and my older sister and my grandmother played a part in raising me. But watching this whole scenario, if you can imagine, I had to be my own self-motivator because by the time I even understood that I even had a brother and sister, one was already in college and the other one was heading off to the Navy saying, I've had enough of this crazy place here. This is too much. And so I kind of like just looked back on my life and said, okay, guess I'm out of here too. But I would say when I first started, it was my big thing was how do I not become my mother. We mm-hmm. were all worried about this mental illness sure. that seemed to run in our family. Uh-huh. And I know my brother was on the track team, and I would watch him, you know, as he left for the Navy. When he came back, he was a skinny kid when he left, but he was built when he came back. And I would see him do push-ups and lift me up on top of his shoulders and do push-ups over his head. And I think that's when the idea came where, you know, perhaps I should do something like my brother's doing, mm-hmm. a lot of physical. Mm-hmm. So, you know, years later, I joined the gym and I had friends there. And I had this one particular lady who was probably maybe about 12 years older than I was. And she taught like 4 or 5 different classes. She just went from one class to the next. And her name was Donna Duckworth. And I think at that point, she became my hero because mm-hmm. I wanted to be her. I wanted to be the superwoman that could teach step and water aerobics. And we were really the only women there. Like you talk uh-huh. about women, we didn't see any men doing yeah. this. It was all women, which was great. But then from then, you know, I think more in the middle of my life, let's see, I'm going to say more in the 40s, I decided I was going to change over and do yoga. So then it was yoga and then it was meditation. Mm-hmm. And the two worked out great because it just seemed like certain times in my life, that's also what I needed. Mm-hmm. So as I needed it, then I was trained in it. And so I thought, wow, I'm going to follow what I'm doing. It seems to work for me. So rather than just teach it, practice it at home. And I just figured out life on my own as this is how you remain calm, Kathy. Mm-hmm. This is what's going to keep you going down that dark path as mm-hmm. it did with Mom. So far, so good. So far, so good. We're keeping our fingers crossed. So it's all work. So yeah. My thing was just as my kids were growing up, and one now is the oldest one, Brandon, is 48. He's an ultra marathon runner. He runs wow. 140 miles at one pop. I'm so proud of him. And he's a diabetic. He was a diabetic since he's 9 years old. He's insulin dependent. Uh-huh. So if you could imagine, as he's running, yeah. he has to also check his blood sugars mm-hmm. And all that sort of thing. But he comes out number one and number two in all these races. So. Uh-huh. He's my, I look at him and say, yeah, Brandon, so it rubbed off. You just got to find your own way. And my other son, Jeremy, he's 4 years younger. They're both athletes. He's a surfer dude. Okay. He loves surfing, paddleboarding. He's a great baseball player. Mm-hmm. And my little grandson is a pro 10-year-old baseball. I don't know what would you call it, John. What would you call that?
Traveling.
Okay. He travels with mm-hmm. his team. Yeah, so. Everything, even though I didn't watch, it's crazy, even though I didn't watch sports growing up, mm-hmm. wasn't interested in football, we're all in some kind of physical activity mm-hmm. at the end, because mentally it works for us. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you still make your own juices? I'm curious if...
Well, you know, growing
you
up,
married,
that
yeah.
V8 juice, mm-hmm. uh-huh. that's what my dad used to make with all the vegetables. And
oh, wow.
it was called a Vitamixer. I mean, there was only one blend. There uh-huh. was one yeah. speed, right? And he would put, you know, his tomatoes and his beets, and it was a purplish color. Of course, it didn't turn out red. But at the time, you did what dad told you to do, and you drank yeah. it. Now, as I grow up, and we have this regular juicer that we have now that takes all the pulp away and mm-hmm. all that sort of thing. Yeah, I did start to do it. But vegetables are much more expensive now when you're growing.
Yeah.
Yes. Versus back in the mm-hmm. 50s when you're growing them out of your garden. I mean, but now if you try to buy them in bulk, go out and buy the juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's much better.
Let someone else do the.
Yeah,
we even talked about maybe just doing a little bit of a garden in our backyard.
Yeah, you almost have
just
to now.
Save
yeah.
some money you where
should.
You can.
Really should. And I've gotten John on the health track since we got married. At least I've tried to.
Because
I became a vegetarian for about 9 or 10 years. And, of course, you know, I try with John. He does his best. No, he really does. He's come a long way. He's gone to the gym with me. Kicking and screaming, he's not happy when he's there, but he does it, I know, because he loves me. Oh. And so he, you know, he's a good egg. He knows he's doing the right thing. But everybody should be in some kind of activity, even if it's only half an hour a day, just a mm-hmm. good walk in mm-hmm. the morning or even after dinner at night. I think it brings you closer together as a couple, too, just to see how your day went, you know, just to talk to each other. Mm-hmm. I've been a big fan with that. And my dad used to do that with me just to calm his nerves with my mom being in the hospital all the time. He and I would go for walks or, you know, he'd take me fishing down at the creek. Mm-hmm. That was quiet time with us as much as we could have. But, yeah. That's yeah, awesome. So I've kind of carried that into my adult life.
That's awesome. What's your routine as far as your workout schedule right now?
I try to work out at Planet Fitness because, you know, it's right up the street from me. But usually about an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I get about 45 minutes out of John.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I think that's pretty good. Yeah. And when I don't go to the gym, I love the outdoors. So my preference is to walk up here in the boardwalk. I walk up and back, and it takes me about 40 minutes at a quick jog, that sort of thing. But yeah, just being outside with nature, even meditating in the morning. Now, I used to do it every day. Now it's like every other day because I get up with John. I want to make him breakfast, make sure he has his lunch.
Mm-hmm. You are sweet.
Yes. I love him. Love being married. But, you know, we got in a good routine there for a while, and he always comes home, and the first thing he says, how was your day, sweet pea? Mm-hmm. How was it? And we'll sit in the green couch and stare out at the lake, and it's serene. There's swans and ducks, and we watch the ducks making out. It's the course season. But it's just, with he and I, I'd rather do that than, I guess, he used to watch sports. He did tell me before he met me, he loved watching sports. Mm-hmm. And he said, all of a sudden, I don't think that's much fun anymore. I think I'd rather sit here and be with you and do some cool stuff with you. So that's what we do. We do a lot of walking. We see things. We go on trips, short trips, day trips. Or we just sit there outside and just talk about nature, just simple as that. So
it's amazing how just different parts of your life as to what you may be interested in and not. I'll tell you, all throughout my years, I was never, ever, ever into baseball.
Really?
Yes. But after having boys that love baseball, watch a game. Yeah. You know, I'll play baseball with you. But, you know, there are certain sports or even activities that over the years you learn to grow and enjoy, and even different things that you and your spouse may enjoy doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never understood it, to be honest with you. Both my boys, their father wanted them to play baseball. They didn't really want to, but the father did. But I was the one that ended up taking them to the baseball games because the father had to work. So I tried to understand it. But I guess when you're really not interested in it, I'll take a book with me or something. And I knew that was wrong, but I just didn't want to. I don't know what I was into back then. I couldn't even dancing, I guess, because I'm a ballroom dancer, too.
Okay.
And neither one of the boys like dancing, so go figure.
When did you get into ballroom dancing?
Ballroom dancing goes back probably around 28 or 30-ish. Yeah, I got involved in that just because I love music. I'm a big music lover. I have the music playing, usually, John, from the time we get up in the morning or even making dinner? It depends on my mood. I would say I have music playing. I try to have it on every day. Shag Club is here. I try to. I used to go shagging before I met him, four nights a week. That was my thing. Loved being up there. Had all different partners.
The shagging weekend is here soon, isn't it? Is it in April?
SOS. Yeah, that's coming up soon. Yeah, and I love SOS.
Yeah.
Now John's not a big dancer, and I'm not pushing him to do it. It makes him. He's a little nervous on the floor. And that's fine, but he still will go up and he'll watch me and hand me that bottle of water.
When I
come off sweating and the sweat's pouring, he has that dry rag all set for me and pushes, go ahead, sweet, go, keep going. But every slow dance is meant for him.
Oh.
Yeah, so we try to be involved in each other's life, whether it's up him, he has a wedding today, okay, which wedding is it? Well, I don't need you today, but I'll need you, you know, for the next one. He's taught me how to pose people, so we just work. I don't know, it's just fun.
Because you're a true inspiration.
We work.
That's it, yes. Now, are you teaching any classes still?
I think last year was going to be my last year, because I've been teaching since I'm 28, and I'm going to be 74 in two more months, so I think
Probably. Well, you look amazing.
Yes, for sure.
But, you know, aqua aerobics, 3 days a week I was teaching down at Wachusaw Plantation. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
It's a private community. And they hired me through Fitness Edge probably about 10 years ago. But a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
A lot of
what,
fun.
Someone who is a you know new to the gym or new to ballroom dancing, what's your tips to jump in? And you know sometimes the gym can be very intimidating for a lot of women.
I know,
specifically women.
Yes.
You know what? And it's funny that the people that I also train people in their homes. So I would be the gal that you would hire to come to you until you felt that you're in shape enough to go to the gym. There are people out there I train that couldn't even come out of their homes. They were afraid. And you would ring the doorbell and the speaker would say, come on in, Kathy, because they wouldn't even get up off their chairs. They're huge people. So it starts that way. If you're that kind of person, I can come to your home. But coming to the gym, even getting on a treadmill is intimidating.
Yes.
Because you have all these bells and whistles, what I call staring at you. And, you know, you got to start somewhere. But, you know, I would say it's as far as Planet Fitness, I would start with that ball. As crazy as that sounds, you know those big exercise balls, because that was really popular probably 20 to 25 years ago. But if you've got a ball, you've got your gym right there. Mm-hmm. You really do. And you can start with doing ball squats, putting the ball up against the wall, doing ball squats. You can do push-ups with that ball. You don't need a machine. A lot of people are worried about, well, what am I going to do when I get to Planet Fitness? They have all these machines. Go back in that little corner and start with a ball or the circuit. Yes.
Uh-huh.
The circuit. You can start with that. And that's very simple. That's all that takes us maybe about half an hour to do that. So that's quick. You're in and you're out and you get your heart rate up and you get your strength training at the same time. So, I mean, in there's a place for everybody.
And the gym is very intimidating. I mean, I grew up in the gym, and I get intimidated going to the gym.
Well, because the equipment's changing
it
all
has.
The time.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. But that ball needs to become your buddy.
You know, really some of our staff have actually talked about getting the ball to actually sit on at the office. Like,
and it's so much better for your back and your posture. Yeah. It forces you
to sit up straight.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll know the minute you're leaning forward, the ball starts to move backwards. Mm-hmm. So the minute you bring your buttocks up and tighten it, you even feel better because you just, I don't know, there's just about sitting on air. It's like sitting on air versus these hard seats. Yeah, it's really comfortable. You guys should do that. Why don't you?
We should.
Yeah, we've talked about that for about, well, we started talking about that before 2020.
Talking.
I know, exactly. And then 2020 hit. It was just like, okay, yeah, nothing in the budget for that right now. But that is like, that
right, but
reminds me now about the fact that we were talking about
that.
But
here's an idea, too. You all work in front of a computer, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know that you burn more calories standing? You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Than sitting. So just start with standing because you're burning calories already.
We have some of our employees that have the standing desk.
John did that for a while.
Yeah.
And my daughter-in-law does it now because she had a neck issue with her discs in her neck.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to renovate her office, bring the desk up, and now she stands. And all because of this leaning forward issue and the mouse with the right arm had a lot to do with that. So she's learned her lesson. So, yeah, that's another thing I would recommend. That's huge.
Yeah. Definitely with the amount of hours we are at our desk these days.
For sure. For sure. I think you were talking about what it takes to get to the gym and how it can be so scary. Mm-hmm. I can remember back in the day when Oprah had all of her fitness stuff and she would talk about having to lose weight before she even felt comfortable going into the gym.
It's true, but she had a trainer.
Yes, of course.
She had a trainer come
and
to
a
the
nutritionist,
house.
I'm sure.
Of course.
But, I mean, even somebody who's on TV on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know.
Well, you know what I used to do was I'd get four girlfriends. Like, if you two wanted to do it together, you get four people, and then it's not so expensive to have someone come to your house. You know, so, you know, I would charge you 25, 25, 25, and 25, and then you all get that hour with me, but you're all doing different activities, and you're having fun, and you're talking to one another, and you're losing weight, and I'd see you like three times a week. And then I would expect that from you, like when you go on vacation or whatever you're training for. Mm-hmm. Most of these girls are saying, oh, I have a high school reunion coming up, yeah, or I'm getting married. Well, yeah, that shouldn't be your reason, really, for losing weight. Because, you know, the minute you're, right, you know, that's over with, you're eating all the same crappy, yeah, food all over again. But you can definitely make it fun if you get someone else involved with you. Like if you tell your husband we should do this, he's probably going to look at it and say, no, we're not. No, we're not. But if you get another girlfriend that's motivated and maybe get a third one, a fourth one, whoever, mm-hmm, it just becomes more fun. And you end up poking each other, waking each other up. Uh-huh. No excuse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on. No, mm-hmm, excuse. Yeah. So everybody has each other's back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, I think we were going to talk to you about some other things, but we're almost out of time here. Oh. So maybe we put you on the docket for later on and ask yeah, you those questions, because we went down a rabbit hole that was very interesting. So
maybe there'll be another. Is there? You've got to say there's probably a national exercising, yeah, or training something day, because mm-hmm, you know, there's always some fun days like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great to learn about the many things that you have overcome. Mm-hmm. You know,
and you guys too. Like this is my first time actually sitting. It's like having lunch on, yeah, without lunch.
Right?
Right? Exactly.
Exactly.
Great. But it's definitely a very successful career that you've had for many years. Yeah. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for joining, yes, us today. And
thank you. This was fun.
Happy International Women's Day.
Yes. So we'll have more to talk about next week.
Exactly.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.